Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll keep it short as we were a little bit disconnected from the market yesterday. We did have some butter trades to report, but for the rest, the market feels quite similar as the day before. Today is the 7th of October. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Today we only have a short update as we have been traveling most of the day yesterday and we were a bit disconnected from the markets. But what we can tell, we haven't been missing out on a lot. We did have the same discussion with multiple traders yesterday while we were driving in our car. The lack of activity for close buy should be a clear signal that demand is slowing down and end users can work through their stocks without needing to come to the market and buy additional stocks. Some commodities are under more pressure than others, but the sentiment is roughly the same in butter, skim, and cheese. We do hear that end users are quite actively looking for offers in Q2, Q3, and Q4 for next year, and we see that the demand that we have is also shifting more into 2023. The butter market seemed to have found a floor and we did not trade a lot of butter yesterday. With 88 metric tons over October between 66.80 and 67.40, the market is trading around the same levels of yesterday. Q1 buying interest is slightly lower compared to yesterday, but sellers are happy to wait and see what the market will do. Cream prices are also holding steady at levels between 84 and 8500 euros, and they are not giving too much reason for sellers to sell at even lower levels. EEX futures were actively yesterday and traded over 1,000 tons between 64.50 and 66.25 in 2023. The lack of buyers seem to be driving down the price, but if we are informed correctly, there were a little bit more buyers available at the end of the day. We have roughly the same offers and bids as we had yesterday. We want to point out that our Q1 selling interest is now around 6,600 euros and our buying interest for Q1 is around 6,520. If you would like to sell or buy any of these volumes, please let us know. For the rest, please click on our update to see where the bids and offers are. We had a bit more conversations about the cheese market yesterday, but the conversations did not lead to any deals yet. As said earlier, we see that sellers and buyers are roughly 100 euros apart, but this is at least a little bit closer than the market we had yesterday. For next year, we see that the market is turning a bit more bearish and is following the trend of butter. Offers for Q1 2023 are reported below 5,000 euros, around 49.50, but we see buyers even a bit lower. Speaking to a few end users in the west and in the east of the EU, we hear that, as we have heard in the previous months, that producers are preferring to sell directly on lower levels. We hear prices between 5 and 5.05 delivered for November and December, and we even had one end user claiming that he has bought around 4,800 euros. Mozzarella volumes are still plenty available at prices around 4,900 delivered to customers, but so far our buying interest is still a little bit below that. We have a close market for a quite sizable trade for the period November-March. We have buying interest for 25 trucks of Gouda 48 at around 49.40, and we have selling interest at around 49.80 for German Dutch slicing quality Gouda. For any counterpart that is happy to buy or sell these volumes, please give us a call. For the rest, we have the same markets as we had yesterday. Still a bit for 2 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality, preferably Good van Holstein origin at a price of 49.80. We have a bit for 6 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality in Q4 at a price of 48.50. And we have an offer for 2 to 4 trucks German Dutch Gouda 48 slicing quality at a price of 5,100 euros. We still have no trades to report on the powder market. We do have a lot of almost trades. We see buyers and sellers both willing to act, but with a gap of at least 100 euros per metric ton. Sellers are pointing to the higher stocks, the lower demand and the higher supply, and sellers are pointing toward the higher production cost and the discount against EEX futures. These EEX futures continue to trade weaker for quite some size in 2023, all now below 3,600 euros. We start today with exactly the same offers we had yesterday, so please let us know if you have any needs. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this is the first time you've heard our podcast and you liked it and you want to hear it every day, please subscribe using your favorite podcast app and pressing the follow button. If you have any feedback, any remarks, or anything to add to our podcast, feel free to send an email to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And for now, we thank you for listening. We wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.